This week's episode of Heavy Meta is brought to you by Face to Face Games.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen.
For what?
Welcome to Heavy Meta, your source for magic news, entertainment, and comedy.
What is up, butt fuckers? I'm Heavy Meta.
I'm Chef Tony.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
I got ousted.
Oh,
it's cool. It's cool. I'm not even fucking here. Bullshit.
You got pushed to the back of the line.
I'll fight a motherfucker. I don't even care.
Gobble.
Hey, we got David back.
I'll do my intro at the end. It's cool.
Yeah. We'll just put it in post.
It'll be a shout intro.
We know I don't do that kind of editing. You guys have been listening to this show since Maddie left, and you know damn good and well I don't do really any editing. Now we got David back this week. It's weird. Like normally we go through this intro thing. Tristan always goes last because he's great at doing that. And this week we've got blah, 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 blah. But we don't have him this week because Tristan's anniversary is tomorrow and they're doing anniversary stuff tonight. But luckily David is back. Gumby's back, at least for this episode, because, he's working days and his schedule allowed it. So it just so happened we couldn't have one of our normal hosts on, and then our other normal hosts came back around. So we got David tonight. Gumby is back and ready to just get drunk and grapple motherfuckers.
Pretty much, yeah. I don't know much about magic at the moment.
I don't know how to magic, but I can still grapple a motherfucker.
I still love magic.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Me too.
Schedule doesn't allow me to play much.
I get you. I totally.
I need to get online more and do some streaming. So since I can do that in like the mornings or late at night or whatever else. But
oh yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah, I should.
It's hard to find time to do shit. I still love magic. I still love playing magic. I try to get in and play when I can. I play a little bit this weekend with Daniel. It was still the same basic shit we always do. Just sit around bullshitting and played a couple matches. I actually broke out. Like I hadn't played my, I don't know, most current iteration of my burn deck, which isn't very current, but it's not like that Storm Chaser Mage and Swift Spear with a bunch of burn spells and what.
Oh, that's like a solid tier one Legacy deck.
It's fun, but I'm not real. Oh, I mean, I guess it, like technically we're kind of playing Legacy because we don't pay attention to most of the rules. But
just in general, you don't need to downplay the cards you're using. Like you're using some of the most powerful cards in the game,
yeah.
Even if they are just one mana 3-point burn spells and 1/2s with haste.
Yeah,
it's like top quality magic cards there.
Yeah, it's and like it actually it came together really well. I played it a couple times back when Storm Chaser Mage came out. I bought some and put the deck together, and it was basically just my burn shell. Stripped it down a little bit, squeezed in room for fucking, Storm Chaser. And then, I kept Goblin Guide in there because that card just, like, for a creature, because that's just too damn good not to use, even though it's not a fucking, whatchamacallit. Why am I drawing a blank?
Prowess.
Prowess, thank you.
Prowess.
And then there's, like, of course, since I'm playing those wretched blue cards, there's a couple, little things I had to throw in there, fucking, like Probe and shit like that. But
yeah, that's a couple basically of like a red card.
Blue fire is the hottest fire.
Yeah.
Blue there fire. You go.
I screwed around with it a couple times and it performed okay. I didn't get enough games in it. It just seemed to kind of miss. And then, the other night when I was playing it, it fucking went off like crazy and it kicked some ass. So I was excited to be able to play it again. I played some matches with zombies too. Just because I like getting that deck out and playing it, even though it's kind of a tier 4 deck. It's still fun to play with. Just got in, like, my little bit of magic that, like, just to keep myself into playing the game. Because, again, like David said, schedule wise, it's hard. I've got, a lot of other shit fucking happening, which also kind of brings me into, like, not only do I have, like, playing hockey now as often as I can and trying to play Magic, and I got the podcast, and of course, you know, fucking a new job, or, well, newer job, and fucking two kids, but I actually officially now am back with, the Barstool Saints.
Insert applause here.
Yeah.
Oh God, if I would have known that, I wouldn't have ordered that t-shirt.
Wouldn't have bought a shirt. It.
It's not limited to anymore. Now it's a fucking shirt.
Yeah, no shit. No, it's actually like the long story short, it was basically like quite a while back, I made a kind of a decision to kind of get into doing, like in the band, doing a lot more of the vocal stuff with Jason and, doing, like playing keys and doing samples and stuff like that. I got into it and we got a replacement bass player when I did that. And it just like, after a while, I realized it just wasn't something that I enjoyed doing in the band. Like, it's fine. Like, I still love making my own music and stuff like on the side, but, like digital stuff, as far as that goes with, in a rock band setting, it just wasn't my thing and I wasn't into it at all. I was real unhappy with it. And then I finally got to the point where I left the band. Was it probably been like 6-7 months now or something, where I like left the band and, it drove me insane. I just like, it's been such a part of my life for such a long time. It's just been driving me nuts. So through a few different conversations with a couple of the guys in the band and, you know, I was kind of doing some, I guess, manager type stuff for them for a little while, just cause, you know, they're all good friends of mine and it's been a band that I've poured a lot of heart and soul into. So I was doing a lot of stuff to just kind of work with them. And then it got to the point where, you know, a few things changed and the, guy that took my place playing bass wasn't quite cutting it. And, it just so happened that I missed it. And so, yeah, you know, here I am back in the band again. And we've actually got a lot of shit going on. The album's finished. We're just like right now, the only thing left with the album, the reason that we haven't released it yet is because we're, making sure to get everything legally handled. We got to do a bunch of copyright stuff before we actually release it. And then, that'll be out. But we've got like, a new, promoter and manager that we've been working with that is just going ape shit and just firing shows at us left and right. So we're getting back out on the road a lot now. So I'm stoked. But of course, you know, that means there's even less time for me to be able to play Magic. So I try to squeeze it in where I can, but, you know, rock and roll takes precedence.
Speaking of which, I was talking to DJ Spruik, who we all know and love, and he was going to try and help me with getting some music for the stream that we're doing at Face to Face. So maybe if you have music that's not awful, maybe we could use your music.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. Like, all of our music's awful. No, yeah, absolutely, man. Like, we can get
Zinger.
We can get that handled. I said, we're just, like, this album, like, we're waiting to release it here, like, as soon as fucking humanly possible. It's, God knows, it's been forever since we started writing this album. But everything's done. We're just dealing with, like, the legal side of shit now. We were going to just, like, upload it onto iTunes like we had done before through, like, our distributor. But, like, there's a whole another set of fucking, like, a whole new ordeal as far as that goes. Like, legal ordeal as far as that goes. And it was stuff that none of us were prepared to just take the leap and be like, oh, okay, it's like reading your fucking iTunes user agreement and understanding everything that's in it. Like, we're just all, I don't know about this. Maybe we should have our old manager, look through this and that knows a lot more about this shit, before we just go, you know, okay, cool. Yeah, we'll go ahead and do this. So, basically just getting the distribution shit set up and then we can actually release it. And then, yeah, dude, I'll shoot you a copy of it, of the album, and then you can start using that shit on your stream too.
Sweet.
Gotta get it out there somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, face-to-face games, Toronto is known for, first for their cafe and now for ice cream. Ice cream's been a big hit, and then it will be a record release party.
Yes, record release party.
Yeah, you guys,
we can do your North American release party. It'll be sweet.
You guys got your fingers in everything.
Try to.
Hey, that's the way to do it. Diversify y'all bonds. Wu-Tang Potential. So, how's things going at your old storefront, Tony?
Oh, busier than ever. Now, you guys at home will get to hear this on Thursday because Kevin has his shit together. That's a huge assumption.
Well, it'll likely be Friday. Usually we try to release it on Friday. I was stoked that this gave us an extra day, or gave me an extra day to edit the cast now that we record a day earlier. But somehow that just made me forget that I had a podcast to fucking edit, and then it didn't get out till like the following week. So hopefully I'll get my shit together.
All right, well. So this weekend coming up is the World Magic Cup qualifier hosted in Montreal.
Uh-huh.
So the team in Montreal gets to host that. It's actually a pretty big deal, right? Like,
yeah.
There's only three of these tournaments across Canada for three separate people. Like, you represent the country. Like, I think the World Magic Cup qualifier is like one of the bigger deals. Like, even compared to a GP or something, it's
I think so.
Prestigious, and everybody wants a part of that. So it's like pretty sweet that A, we get to host it. That's the Montreal team gets to host it, and then in September, I think the next one is, or August. No, it's August because the World Championship. Championships in September. We're hosting the second one in Toronto, which is pretty sweet.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, so I kind of put the bug in Kelly's ear as soon as he got back from vacation that we wanted to go and take the team to stream the event in Montreal. And the Sunday after is a face-to-face open, which we've already been streaming with, like pretty good success. Like, I'm really happy with the product that we're churning out and the amount of viewers and sort of what we've created here above the border, in a world full of Channel Fireballs and Star Cities and Wizards.
Right.
Yeah. I'm very happy with what we're doing. So we're going to take the show on the road. We just got the confirmation today, which would be Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's what it is today. Tuesday. Yeah. Fuck, I don't even know. I'm sick. Yeah. This is, yeah, I'm totally out of it.
Not okay to say Tuesday.
I got a sick and a tired. I got to fucking make this shit fucking happen tonight.
soon I'm just gonna be drunk, so who cares?
Yeah, that's all that matters
after that. Anyway, so we're taking the show on the road to Montreal, and I'm gonna get to do some broadcasting with the guys from there. So Peter Sackless and Rob Anderson are a couple of guys from the Montreal team. Rob Anderson actually just qualified for the PT at the Montreal RPTQ, so another one from our team. So that'll be sweet. Like, yeah, exactly, right. And then KYT is going to stop by and chat with me in the booth and do a bit of coverage, and Martin will be with them, and Frankie, and I told them all to come by and say hi, and
right on.
And you fuck better watch and we'll shout you out. Yeah, exactly, right?
Hell
it's
yeah.
Like Montreal, even though Montreal is a 7-hour drive from Toronto, and we'll like take three people and go for 4 days or whatever, right? Friday to Monday.
Right.
It's still like technically in our backyard. Like, well, like Montreal and Toronto are still like neighbors.
Yeah, because Canada's fucking huge.
Yeah, right? there's nobody here, and it's fucking massive, but it literally is. This is hilarious, because there is only one road in Canada. Like, the South Park joke says, like, there's only one road in Canada. It's actually true. There is only one in Canada, and they're just, like, down the road. So, in the most Canadian fashion ever, we're
That's
literally
so funny.
Just gonna drive down the road to our neighbor's house and shoot some...
Yeah, drive, you know, fucking 6 hours down the road to your neighbor's house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta
exactly. So that's what I'm doing this coming weekend. The day after everyone
right
hears
on,
this, is I'll be
right on.
I'll be doing that stream stuff, and then the weekend after that, we come back to Toronto and do it again with a Saturday face to face open, and then a Sunday showdown, which is the 1K that we do in store every week. So this month has been fucking crazy. Last weekend, we streamed the preliminary Pro Tour qualifier that was Eternal Masters sealed, which was like kind of like a big deal because it's like one of a kind event. Like, not many places did Eternal Masters, let alone first spot in an RPTQ.
Right.
So I got to like draft the format a fuckload. Like, we did a draft till you drop all day Friday. We did a draft on Thursday at midnight that had like 24 people in it. Just like so many Eternal Masters packs I've seen open, and people show me their decks and
matches. What was the sweetest pull you saw?
Yeah, I mean, we got to see like a foil Jace and a foil Dak and a foil Mana Crypt. So we basically saw everything. But honestly, some of the decks were actually ridiculous. Like the one deck. So we did. This is how sweet the LCQ was. It was $100, and you got six packs. You got to do your sealed event. Then if you made top 8, you got a free draft. And then there was still prizes on top of that. So it was like, it was worth playing. So the draft deck that went, the guy who drafted and won, pack one, pick one, he took Isochron Scepter. Like, you guys familiar with that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he said as soon as he opened the pack, he knew he was taking it, but he had to like go over all of the possible like instants you could put under it.
Right.
And, I was like, yo, Fog. You can fucking put Fog under Isochron Scepter. Like, you can't lose a Magic game if you do that. You seriously can't lose.
Ridiculous.
So, instead, he drafted 4 Tragic Slips.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah, so he had Isochron Scepter and 4 Tragic Slips. He obviously won the top 8. Like, not close.
Just
yeah, it was...
Yeah, it might as well
it
be
was pretty fucking nuts.
Yeah, that might as well just be Fog.
Yeah, he just had literally unlimited removal. So, that was pretty sweet. So we streamed that, and then we did the Sunday showdown after that, and then the weekend before that, we did another, it was the regional Pro Tour qualifier, Shadows Over Innistrad Steel. We streamed that too. So I've streamed 2 days, every weekend, all month.
Damn.
And we still do streams on Wednesday and Thursday night.
Damn, dude, you're just streaming. Yeah, you're a streaming fucking machine, man.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride. Having a blast.
David, he's punking you. You got to start fucking streaming.
Yeah, it's not hard.
I stream like 8 days a week, man. Fucking.
Yeah, exactly. It's not hard, and on top of that, like he's going hard at it. So
hell yeah.
I do. I want to start. Getting my stream updated and going again. And I was doing it fairly consistently for a few weeks, and then just everything went to shit.
Well,
now everything's just busy as hell, like full-time job. I'm going to school, which I petitioned for graduation, so I will be graduating soon.
Right on. Congrats, man.
Yeah, fucking degree, which is going to be weird.
Hell yeah.
Well,
Tony?
Yeah, one of the things that we've been talking about doing is just like basically having people stream on our channel, so we can be more active. So maybe we'll keep touch in the future, and maybe I can give you like a home to stream on.
You touch me all you want, Tony.
Yes,
right.
There's gonna be touching going on. Oh, I'm so going to enjoy this. I'll definitely tune in for that.
Yeah,
we're just gonna stream you touching each other.
whenever, but yeah, maybe that's a thing that we've been talking about here for a little while. So
we can definitely touch base, because I had some cool things going on with my stream, you know, with Sign and Blood and everything else. So
those guys are awesome.
I
would love to get in touch with who is it, Scott over there?
Scott
Goss.
I would love to get in touch with him and talk to him about something with the stream and get his logo plastered all over it.
Whoa. Don't fucking snake my fucking endorsement. Whoa.
Everyone.
He's fucking you. He's fucking you again. Oh, man. Look how many.
I'm going to take over your introduction. Yeah. I'm going to take over your stream.
And look how many I'm streaming. And now I want your endorsement.
I think you're missing the point. I made this lovely bed for you to lie in with me.
Mm. Oh.
Ooh. Is it a marital bed?
It's premarital. I'm instituting prima nocta
for all your streamers.
Now I gotta kill you.
it's like a different form of prima nocta than you're used to hearing about, David.
I don't know what to think.
He gets to sleep.
He quoted Braveheart. So that instantly arouses me, but then he quoted...
Essentially, he's going to show up with his face painted and he's going to sleep with you in order for you to be able to stream on his channel, is what I'm getting out of this.
That sounds pretty clear to me.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Like, that's what I fucking said.
Yeah, isn't that what I fucking just said?
Isn't that what I just said?
Oh, my God. So, there's that. What else you got going on, Tony? Anything else in the fucking wonderful world of fucking face-to-face and magic that we need to touch on before we just get hammered drunk and go off the rails?
What is your overall opinion of Eternal Masters as far as limited?
Yeah, I did want to get to that.
It's really sweet. It's like really, really, really sweet. It's still a little overpriced. Just because magic cards are always overpriced.
Yeah.
So that kind of goes without saying. Like,
no.
Right? it kind of sucks because it's like up here, this probably doesn't even mean anything to you, but in Canadian dollars, it's like $60 a draft, like $50 if you're getting like a good deal. So it's like basically like $20
now,
a pack.
That's 50, which is 50 in Canuckanese money.
Canuckanese!
Yeah, exactly. So it's like some coffee change for you. No, but it's like, you know, $20 a pack is like nothing to scoff at, but just like every other Eternal Masters set, if you're opening this for value, you're just simply doing it wrong. Like if you're not enjoying the draft format and you're not having a good time paying $50 to play three rounds of Magic with your friends or maybe not your friends, then you're wasting your time because it's a set that's big enough that has just enough like dud rares and there's a foil in every pack, so most of the foils aren't really worth that much. So it's a really, really sweet draft format, and if somebody in like 2 years broke a box of Eternal Masters out at a party, it would be like the greatest thing of all time.
Yeah, get back in and be able to play it like for nostalgia reasons.
Because like for what?
Yeah,
that's the thing that's important to me. Because like Eternal Masters it's very similar to Modern Masters. Well, the second one especially in the fact that chances are you're a round break even if you open it up. But why would you do that if you are not going to?
And you won't
round
with this like, because it's 25% more than Modern Masters 2 packs.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the value is similar because Modern Masters 2 wasn't that great on value. Like this first Modern Masters,
it really was
awesome.
Yeah, there's still some sweet uncommons like Hydro Blast and Pyroblast because these are first time foils. Mm-hmm. They're like $60.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
for an uncommon, which is like really cool.
Any of those
crazy
legacy and vintage players like, that want foil everything, anytime you get a first time foil for these types of cards, they go nuts.
There's a lot of cards in this set that like this is the first time they were printed in foil, isn't it?
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that doesn't necessarily constitute value.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They might.
If they're not used in those formats, nobody gives.
Yeah,
but if they're a card that everybody,
the Hydro,
or most people vintage or legacy play,
right,
the first
time
foil, yeah, that foil is gonna be so expensive.
Yeah, so
that's pretty cool. Somebody is using a telegraph.
I was using a telegraph. I was trying to send a message. Beep, 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 beep. Newsflash.
Goddamn Morse code.
Yeah, I'm like, you'd think I'm a professional at this by now, but no, I still set my phone right in front of my microphone with a fucking ringer on like an asshole.
you must use... Oh, no, you switched to Verizon. You're using the wrong... company. AT&T is the American Telephone and Telegraph. So they're gonna implement on Thursdays the new unlimited beeps.
Yeah, unlimited Morse code.
Yeah, unlimited Morse code.
I like it.
So I'm glad
that Eternal Masters at least is.
Tony, you guys were talking at the same time.
So I was just gonna talk more about it because I'm a fucking nerd.
I like
talking about magic.
That's good.
Let's talk about it. But wait until I'm done talking.
Sort of. Yeah. I was trying to. Now I've been drinking in the medication setting
I feel like there needs to be some good old fashioned heavy meta interruptions going on, and this is working out great. Cause like, we haven't been interrupting each other as much as we used to.
And nearly as much as we could anyway.
I know. Hold on, I'm drinking more right now. I'm just gonna slam the rest of this cocktail and then just give me
a good, minute. I can finally talk. So the best thing that they did with Eternal Masters is instead of putting a bunch of garbage commons in, they put the, all 10 of the cons life tap lands, all 10 of the dual lands in. So you'll get booster packs that have like 3 dual lands in them. And then you look at it and you're like, this is fucking garbage. Like, I don't want 3 lands in my booster pack. And then when you wheel the color that's actually playable, you're like, okay,
I get it now.
You can actually just play whatever the fuck you want in this, and you will fixing later. You can splash like 1 or 2 cards super easily. Like, it's a really, really well like rounded draft format. If you guys have played even the Legacy Cube online or anything remotely close to a quote unquote proper Legacy Cube, it's a lot of fun. Like, I drafted like 7 or 8 one drops that all said sacrifice a creature, and then I had Blood Artist. That was just sweet.
Yeah.
Like, I just picked up a pack of Blood Artist and would just kill people.
Yeah, I've played all the cubes online, for the most part, and normally, at least on the online cubes, like, you have to prioritize mana fixing because it's few and far between. I do like formats where you can either slash or be greedy and play a lot of colors if there's a lot of fixing. That's good. Modern Masters 2 seemed to be that way. They tried to push that, you know, 5-color deck, the Domain and all that shit.
Yeah,
Sunburst and Domain and whatnot. God damn it.
There's got to be a delay issue going on. I love it.
Son of a bitch!
Just keep fucking talking. Fuck.
I played the last 2 drafts of Modern Masters that I did. I think it was at GP Oakland. I just did a couple of Modern Masters drafts for fun. I just basically got forced into the 5-color decks, and I think I went 2-1 in both of them. They were pretty powerful and you know, very viable since everybody's passing, you know, all of the fixing. So I think that would be fun in Eternal Masters. See, Vintage Masters online was shitty, so I'm glad the Eternal Masters seems to be a lot better.
Yeah, I remember, like, speaking of earlier, I remember seeing people bitching about the new little, I don't know what people are fucking calling them, the lands that, that you're talking about.
They're like cons lands, like,
cons lands, I guess, yeah. People bitching about those being in there, and yet, I mean, it makes sense the way you put, because they're like, oh, why the fuck are these in this fucking Eternal Master set? But, you know, it makes sense. It fucking, lands, like, dual lands at a fucking common cycle, you know, all of them in there, it makes it that much easier to splash all these, you know, you got a fucking set full of powerful ass cards, and, you know, that are all over the place, and, you know, being able to fucking play kind of some, I get, not broken shit, but, like, as broken as, you know, fucking Legacy gets, like, you know, it kind of gives it that feel of like, oh yeah, you can play all these really powerful cards, and you could play fucking all of them if you want to. It's not a problem because you've got the mana fixing for it.
Well, there was some really sweet fucking plays that I saw. Like, probably like my top 3 plays where I saw, and this is on camera too, so I have proof of it. Is someone goes turn 1 Sensei's Divining Top, and it's Force of Will, and they pitch a Maelstrom Wanderer to Force of Will. And that was just turn 1 of a draft.
Jesus. That's awesome.
It's like ridiculous, right? And then
what
I saw another guy. Yeah, do you know the card Peregrine Drake?
No. I know,
apparently this card's going to bust Pauper because now it's printed at common, but it's a 5-mana 2/3 flyer that when it comes into play you want to have 5 lands. So it's a free 2/3.
Wow.
This card is like the best card in this format. I saw somebody spend 19 mana on turn 4 because they have, there's a blue flyer that costs 3 mana that says your creatures with flying cost 1 less. So Peregrine Drake ramps you a mana.
Mm-hmm.
And he just went like turn 3, play the Lord guy that makes your flyers cost less, whatever. Turn 4, Peregrine Drake, like 2 other creatures go.
Damn.
That's and brilliant. He lost that.
And he lost?
He lost. And then, actually, honestly, after he played the 19 mana with the Paragon Drakes, the next turn he cast Maelstrom Wanderer and still lost. Like, the double cascade 7/5 all your creatures have haste. He cast that and still lost. Yeah, this format's really fucking fun.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
I opened I opened a whopping 2 packs of this set just because I was like, I'm not gonna get a chance to draft it, but it is, you know, it's Eternal Masters. I feel it. I got a bonus at work. I'm gonna grab a couple packs just to open them to be an asshole. And sure. I got a Shardless Agent and a Baleful Strix and said, well, there's that
nice
$20. Right on.
Yeah, you're like one order into the Legacy.
Yay. Well, I mean, like, it's nice. Like, it just, it happens that I needed a fourth Baleful Strix for my playset. Not that I, like, need them for anything in particular, but I was like, alright, cool, at least I got that. And, yeah, that was it. I got fucking, that fucking white shrine for a fucking foil. And I was like, what the fuck?
Haunted of Cleansing Fire? That card's actually tribal Haundens, if you can, in sealed it's sweet because you don't have to worry about drafting up more Haundens, but
right.
I saw decks that had 2 or 3 Haundens in them and they were like nearly unbeatable. They were like the best control decks. I saw a deck that had a blue one, a green one, and a red one, so it was like upkeep, like Lightning Bolt, plus draw 3 cards, plus make 3/1/1s.
Jesus.
So it was like timely reinforcements, Lightning Bolt, Ancestral Recall, every turn.
Every turn. Jesus.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it sounds like there's
and that's like drafting. You did was draft 3 uncommon. Sit.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. Like Raise the Alarm from Blood Artist plus like Wrath of God. You can just the first draft deck I had, I just played a bunch of tokens and I had Nevermill's Disc, which is basically Wrath of God. And I just got to the position where we both had a bunch of creatures and it was sold out, and I just cast Blood Artist, pop the disc, and win.
Jesus.
Yeah. Popping
discs.
So, but there isn't like, it isn't,
you know, you should go to a chiropractor for that.
Storm. Yeah, right. But there isn't like storm the way that you'd think, like how you don't just die to turn one. There's not somebody who's always like trying to draft the storm deck and being a dick. Like it's actually like super well balanced. Most of the games end through creature combat. There's almost no reach in burn spells. There's like chain lightning and firebolt and like Burn Vengeance, so like if you can get a combo with Burning Vengeance that when you cast a card from your graveyard you get to shock something. Yeah. And then there's Flame Jab, the card you trace, so then you can make like build your own Lightning Bolts. Which is like pretty cool because that's just like an uncommon and common. And you can have like,
but you're not gonna be able, you're not gonna every, be able every, to like, bolt, right? Yeah, you're not, but you're not gonna be able to really build, you know, a burn deck out of it in limited. Like it doesn't sound like there's enough to give you a real viable burn deck.
Honestly, the only thing only tip for anybody who's going to be playing Eternal Masters is just draft as many Mana Wars as you can. It's by
Mana
far,
War?
If you have Mana War, the 2/2 for 3 that bounces a creature when it comes into play.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best card in the set because it's common, so you have like 3 of them. And then D2 Slinger Sting Scourger is the same card but in red, so it's 2 mana for a 2/2 that bounces a creature, and it has Echo. You can literally just, from turn 2 to turn 6, just, like, Reflector Mage their creature every single turn.
Jesus.
Yeah, and a lot of, like, a lot of the best decks had Mana Wars, Sting Scourgers,
What's that, Dave?
In Limited, a lot of times, any tempo is a huge thing. Like, Avacyn Restored, which was pretty universally just one of the most awful Limited sets ever. The blue bounce spells were king. Like, you bounced 2 things, and that was pretty much game. They were just way
funny
too
enough,
far behind.
They're so far behind.
Funny enough, Silent Departure's in this set, which is the, like, 1-mana blue unsummon, like, 6-mana flashback or 5-mana flashback. You have, like, 2 Silent Departures
silent,
and 3
silent
mana...
Silent Departure was Innistrad, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it's... Yeah, it was... Yes, it was from that block. Not
that,
obviously.
That was
block.
It was a good. It was a good card in Innistrad, but Innistrad was a much more balanced.
For sure.
Avacyn Restored. It was that. It was 4 or 5 mana bounce 2 creatures. That was the king. It was an uncommon.
The one. The one the bounce one of yours. One of theirs.
No, there was one of those, but the one I'm talking about is an uncommon. There, you just bounced 2 of theirs.
Yeah, that sounds
really
good.
That was the most powerful card in limited for blue. And then you had like the Raven or whatever that did it as well. It was a 4-cost 2/2 flyer that bounced one of their creatures. That was the best creature. And so yep. Tempo is almost always very, very good in limited. So yeah, Manowar's got to be a great card because honestly, it's a 3-mana 2/2 already, and then you're bouncing yeah. something of theirs and setting them far behind. So yeah, that doesn't surprise
yeah, so,
me at all.
And Sting Scourger is the exact same card, right? It's a 2-mana 2/2 with Echo 4 that does the same thing. So now you have two cards that come and do the same thing, and then you have G2 Fireslinger that comes in and does 2 damage with Echoes. So you basically have 6 cards at common that are all just like the insanely best tempo cards ever printed, other than Reflector Mage. So you can just draft yeah. all of these common tempo cards and just win with a 2/2 flyer or like your stupid Welkin Turn or whatever you happen to win. Your Peregrine Drake, your 5-mana free creature. But if you enjoy tempo and you like playing Delver, then you're going to love this format.
Yeah.
Now, again, there was very like very few, even from going back and watching the cast and the stream, there's very few like non-games that were completely one-sided as far as like power and control. It was any of the non-games were Mana Screw.
Say that one more time.
For the most part, so when we did all the coverage and all the matches I watched, almost all of the non-games were Mana Screw. There wasn't really any games where it's like your deck was so superior to mine that I just couldn't play Magic. Like that didn't happen.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So
right.
it's fairly balanced and
I you know, I was very like impressed and I watched a lot of Magic. Yeah.
Magical times.
I'm actually still watching Magic right now because Alexander Hain made the. Alexander Hay made the top 8 of GP Prague, and one of the locals from our store made the top 8 of GP Columbus. So those are like the two legacy events that were last weekend.
Oh, okay.
So like one of our team, like our team captain and like one of our local like good friends, both made top 8s of those
right
GPs respectively. So I was going back and watching the Prague top 8
stuff.
Right. Yeah, because Wizards didn't cover GP Columbus, which seems to me like a huge misplay, right? Like, why wouldn't you cover both of these legacy GPs?
Aren't they, like, only covering, like, shit once a year now or some lame crap like that? Like, not literally, but aren't they, like, they didn't cut way back on coverage or something?
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know
streaming
why.
Streaming is the way of the future. Like, yeah. Let's just put that out there. Like, TV's fucking dead. Cable's dead. Get over it. Like people are watching Netflix and they're watching Twitch. Like let's just accept it, embrace it, and be at the forefront of what's going on here. So, like Wizards, you should have streamed both of these with two different sets of coverage, and I don't think they would have split their viewership at all. I think they would have had the exact same number of total viewers across both streams, and they would get twice as many replay watches.
Yeah, but they don't always make the best decisions. Especially when it comes to the digital world.
Very seldom do they make.
Yeah, do they make.
I guess when it didn't. Yeah. I got to meet up with a guy. His name was Chris Chan, and he ran a convention at the same building that we did the GP at just a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. And he was running a convention called Good Game Con, so GG Con. And he basically his con was all like console gaming, so it was like Street Fighter and Super Smash Brothers. And there was like a Rocket League tournament and there was like a Hearthstone area. So when I was like talking to him, I was like, this is really cool. He had like he flew in like whole teams of League of Legends teams to like play Wheel of Fortune in front of a fucking audience. Like the event was pretty hype. I was like, I was pretty jacked. So he called us cause he knew that we were in the venue like a week before or whatever. And he's like, go come check us out. Gave me some passes. So I went down with my girlfriend and we like hung out there for the day and it was really fucking sweet. And there was like, they had like, you know, 150,000 people watching like all of their events.
That's insane.
Over all their Twitch streams. But when I said to him, I said like, so how do you get like the funding and shit here? Because like, I know what it takes to run a stream. Like I know what it takes to buy the cameras, set it up, operate the stream, pay the people to do it, have your post production, have your like your media hand. Like I know what it takes to do all of that, and they were all doing it like very well, and there was probably 20 different groups of people that were all streaming at this event, all for like, you know, 15,000-20,000 people, and Chris said, he's like, so the Hearthstone guys just like message Blizzard and was like, hey Blizzard, we're doing this event, can you send us like one of those sweet fucking backdrops and like basically like a set for us to cast in front of? And Blizzard was like, yep, nope, no problem, where's the, what's the address, here you go, like
that's,
it's free,
sweet.
So then I saw that and I talked to him, and then I immediately tweeted Helene and I was like, hey Helene, like our stream,
oh yeah,
really,
I remember seeing that, and she's just talking,
right?
Yeah, we got rid of those,
she's like, we destroy them.
Yeah,
yeah, she's like, we destroy them, what the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Right, awful. So and that was like, that was right after I talked to a guy who had just got some from Blizzard, so
they're like, yeah, but we just burn those, like we just have a company dumpster fire every Friday and we just get rid of the shit that we used last weekend so nobody can get their hands on it.
Yeah, we stoke it with the rest of Eternal Masters, so it's actually limited run.
Mm-hmm.
And like Portal 3 King.
Yeah, no shit. We just enjoy burning shit out here. Like we've got three dumpsters that we burn shit in.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe
like
Helene will hear this. I know. Yeah. Maybe Helene will hear this and hear my pleas.
Your
for a little bit of support.
I don't know, it's possible she listens to this cast. It is quite possible.
It's slightly possible.
Yeah. I mean, she does know us.
Although, I don't think she'd ever admit it.
Oh, no, not in public. Yeah.
Never. Oh, yeah.
No, she never admit it. It would behoove her not to, like, career-wise. Like, that's not some shit you want on your resume. You listen to Heavy Meta.
I listen to Heavy Meta. I think we're going to go with a different candidate.
Yeah, we're going to go with a different candidate for this job. Right? Like, wait, how do you know what Heavy Meta is? Shh, be quiet.
That's why I had to stop wearing V-necks to job interviews. People would just know, they would see it and be like, this guy's a fucking idiot.
They're all, so what, which kind are you? Are you just the drunk or the loud obnoxious one? Are you like, oh no, I'm not actually on the cast. not at the time, at least. I mean, it's only fitting that you're here now. I mean,
this is a typo.
yeah, this is a typo. You're the gangster motherfucker that's got our fucking logo tattooed on your chest. It is only fitting that you're fucking helping us host this show now. Like, it works. It's supposed to happen this way.
Plus, I needed a reason to drink more. I haven't been drinking enough lately.
Hey, and then let that be a lesson to, like, any of our listeners, too. Like, if you really want to be a host of Heavy Meta, all it takes is a little bit of fucking hard work.
Oh, God.
And getting a fucking Heavy Meta tattoo somewhere very prominent on your body. And you at some point could also be a host of Heavy Meta. So I want everybody out there, tweet your pictures of your new Heavy Meta tattoos. We'll start going through them and figure out, you know, who we're going to get on the next time one of our fucking, you know, one of our hosts gets kidnapped by ISIS and fucking we have to replace him for a semi-permanent basis. You might be the next one. And if not, you got a sweet-ass Heavy Meta tattoo. Fuck it.
I want to see someone... I want to see Proxy Guy or someone Photoshop in more prominent tattoos on Heavy Meta special victims than what I have. I want to see like a Photoshop Mike Tyson Heavy Meta looks like.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, even just a little, like, you know, like people get a little teardrop and shit. You could just get like the little brass knuckles right under your eye. Like,
yeah.
That would count.
Yeah. It didn't have the blue man symbol. That's it.
No, yeah. I don't know about that. I mean, that would
have to look like fear, right?
That would be pretty fucking gangster if, like, some magic player out there was just all fuck it and just gets, like, the fucking blue mana symbol under his fucking eye. I would
have
a lot of respect for that guy. I'd be like, oh, you know, fine. Like, I don't even like blue cards, but that is fucking awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you could probably get the same thing done as the red mana symbol. It might actually look pretty sweet.
Yeah, you do that, like, you do that on one side, and then on your other fucking cheek, you could get, like, 13, but, like, in a fucking, like, in a circle, like, in the fucking, so it just looks like 13 colorless mana. Fucking, should it be on? Just be, like, the fucking...
It's the magic gangster.
Yeah, yeah, just the gangsterest magic motherfucker on the planet.
Our gang will be called Basic Wastes.
Yeah,
this a giant skull, but it's the magic skull. Nobody, like, half of people would never know what the fuck it was different.
You get your throat blasted with the fucking the black mana symbol skull.
Like, I like how the, I like where this is going. It, somebody needs to at least, like, mock this up. Like you were saying, Proxy Guy, you know, maybe, you know, in his free time, not that he's got a ton of it, because he's always doing projects for us and shit. But in his free time, maybe that'd be something, like, it's a challenge. I want to see, like, you know, any artist out there that, that listens to this. I want to see what you can come up with.
There's a few of them, for sure.
Like straight up L.A. Cholo gangster motherfucker.
But, you know what this might be? This might be cause for, like, all of the hosts, past and present, of Heavy Meta to get, like, derfed. As like face tatted,
yes, just tatted the
right?
Fuck down.
So like,
would be awesome.
So like Ferret and Maddie and me and you and Gumby, Tristan, and then just like one big gangster pose with like, face tatted, Heavy Meta bullshit.
Low ass bandana, fucking Loc shades on with our little fucking.
Hell yeah, son.
Tears and fucking. Oh, dude, this would be
Fixed
awesome.
Bow in the background. Candy paint.
Oh, dude, this is going to be fucking great. Something needs to happen from this. We need to make it. We haven't had a contest in a long time. Maybe we should
look
at a contest.
Shirts.
Yes, shirts. Shirts.
Make like, shirts. Somebody make shirts. Summer of a movie.
Yeah, summer of a movie. You could do that. Like, oh, dude, there's got to be a fucking magic art reference to, like, you know, the whole, like, smile now, cry later masks that they have on all the Cholo gangster fucking t-shirts. Like, there's got to be a magic art reference for that we could just have in the background. Like a sad
just need
hat,
like
a sad mask.
Like
and
a double Jester's cap, dude. I have one of those fucking oversized cards. It's Jester's cap. That's, like, basically as close.
Oh, yes, that'd be fucking sweet.
Oh, man. Yeah, I have an oversized one, like 8.5 by 11.
There's a whole world
that could be like,
gonna happen here.
Oh, man.
Yes.
So while we're talking about Proxy Guy and how awesome he is.
Sign in blood in, sign in blood out.
That's so good.
We need to talk to Scott about that. That should be one of his new fucking shirts.
Definitely.
Sign in blood fight.
Oh my god. Sign, yeah.
That's
or you could just go sign in, blood in, blood out. Like, that gets hard to
say. That's
sign.
What I was saying. Sign in, blood in, blood out.
Oh my god. Oh, what is wrong with us? I like this though. It's been a little bit more on the serious side lately, which, you know, is no fault of anybody. Like, well, it's Tristan's fault, since he's not here. No.
Yeah, basically.
No fault. Let's be honest, it's Tristan's fault.
No, it's been a good thing. We've had some great content lately, and, like, but we've...
and now we're back to shit content.
Yes!
That's awful. No, it's one of the things that's been lacking lately, you know, without you or Maddie here, is, like, just us getting buck wild and just talking nonsense and just going on tangents for a long, long time about, you know, Cholo gangster magic.
It's vaguely magic related. So, I mean, that's cool, right?
Exactly. That's vaguely. What we're good at. We can still touch on magic the whole fucking time. We're talking about random nonsense that has nothing to do with magic. Like, to be honest with you, like, luckily most of our listeners are fucking Canadian. So most of them are hockey fans, but pretty much, like, since it's just been, like, me and Tristan, and then, you know, recently now we got Tony, but, like, there's been, like, just as much, like, NHL content on this fucking show as there has been Magic content, which I don't know if our listeners really signed up for, but it just happened that way.
Okay, so check this out. So my mom listens to this cast because my mom is the best, and shout out to my mom, even though she's never gonna fucking make it this far, so it doesn't matter. But last time, last episode she listened, she's like, She called me and she was like, oh, like I listened to your show. Or she, no, she's like, I watched your podcast. And I was like, obviously,
okay,
that's
yeah,
what you would say,
yeah.
Mom. Yeah. And she's like, I stopped listening when you guys started talking about the game. And I was like, oh, yeah, that hockey part I tuned out too. She's like, no, the magic part.
That's awesome.
Hey, wait, you're a Canadian who doesn't like hockey?
No, I love hockey. I just haven't been following on the playoffs, and Kevy and Tristan were like way into it, so I just
stopped paying
attention.
Went a little bit deep on that. Like, now you guys can, like, you know, take a breath of, you know, a fresh breath, because you don't have any more hockey shit for us to talk about for quite a while now. Shit, it's like end of September. Yeah, the fucking Sharks lost. Eh.
At least they didn't, like, you know, they didn't go out just getting swept four games. Like, you know, it went to game six, but,
close. Wasn't it predicted that the Sharks were going to sweep them?
I mean, I think from some diehard Sharks fans, but other than that, I think it was kind of like a, you know, unanimously, I think everybody thought that Pittsburgh was going to win, and it showed in the series, like, Pittsburgh definitely outplayed the shit out of the Sharks, but Martin Jones.
You know, I don't know shit about hockey, mm-hmm. but, I think it's pretty fucked up if Penguins can beat Sharks. That's all I'm saying. I will say this. The only thing is I guess Penguins are better on the ice than Sharks are.
This is true. Maybe that's what happened. That might have been the...
Am I going too deep in this?
Yeah, little fuckers fly out of the water and just fucking phew, and then land on the ice and just walk away from it. Like, yeah, you know, Sharks can't do that shit. If they try
you have
to
brought
water,
infinite wisdom to this cast.
Mm-hmm. That's why the fucking Penguins won the Stanley Cup. Now I don't feel as bad. I thought it was because the Sharks
are better flyers.
They're better flyers out of water. They're better skaters.
No, they're on the ice.
The Sharks basically, I mean, they did well, but they got fucking way outplayed in that fucking series. And Martin Jones, their fucking goalie, was the only thing that kept them in it to where they were. Which, you know, is awesome for him. I mean, fucking, you know how I feel about goaltenders. They're the only reason you should play hockey.
Okay. What?
Yeah. So gay.
Just taking shots to the mouth all day. What?
Pretty much. just taking 3 pounds of rubber to the mouth all day long for a living.
Guys, doing my job for me.
Oh.
Wait, so, Kevin, aren't you a goalie?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Oh, I get it now.
At least he's not a goalie and a drummer. Like, man, the jokes would be endless.
Oh, that'd be fucking terrible. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to live with myself if that were the case.
Neither would we.
Yeah, I wouldn't be at this point in life if I were a fucking drummer and a goaltender, because I wouldn't be able to tie my own fucking shoes or get out of my bedroom. So I'd just be able to play drums and stop pucks, and that'd be it.
So, Kevin, you've been playing a bunch of hockey recently?
Actually, not
like ball, like ball hockey.
No, it's not ball hockey. It's roller hockey because we don't have ice in the fucking desert.
Yeah, no. But that's what fucking Maddie was obsessed with. So you guys could actually be like.
Yeah.
You could, like, roller skate with holding each other's dicks in the sunset or whatever.
What depressed me about fucking Matthews is, like, oh, dude, I'm forced to play fucking, like, I love playing ice hockey, but I'm forced to play roller hockey because we live in the fucking desert and.
Because nature.
Yeah, because nature and shit. Well, I mean, I guess if you can have ice rinks in fucking Los Angeles and San Diego, like, you can have them anywhere, but, like, it's just, there's no reason to have one in Podunk Desert Town. So I'm basically stuck with playing roller hockey, and then every once in a great while I could play ice hockey. But, like, the rink, the closest ice rink to here is Bakersfield. It's, like, an hour, you know, a little over an hour away. And their hours are terrible. I think they're, like, their adult pickup hockey is, like, Thursday at, like, 11 o'clock in the morning. What adult that's playing pickup hockey that's not, like, professionally playing ice hockey can just – go at on a Thursday at fucking 11 o'clock in the morning to go play fucking hockey. So,
a real adult motherfucker.
Yeah, a real adult that just done that first nights, apparently.
Yeah.
To afford to be able to play hockey because that shit ain't cheap. But yeah, I do play roller hockey kind of, you know, out of necessity. And yet Maddie lives in Canada. And he loves roller hockey. Like, he's not as into ice hockey. He's like, yeah, whatever. That shit's for the birds. I'd rather play roller hockey. And I'm like, I never understood that. I'm like, what the fuck, man? You have the ability to play ice all the time, and you don't.
I think, actually, a big part of Maddie's upbringing was him being such a crazy motherfucker and driving his car with his roller skates on. Like, he's told me he's done this many, many times, which is basically the most insane thing I've ever heard in my entire life. But I guess he couldn't do that with regular skates on.
Yeah, I don't know. He'd like just cut up.
He would like work. He would like wear his roller skates at work and shit.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
When he was like stock boy.
Maybe that's so into, like, why he's so into being, like, into roller hockey. But, man, if I only lived in Canada and I could just go down the street to, like, I assume you guys have an ice rink on, like, every corner. Like, we have 7-Elevens and shit in the U.S., right?
honestly, pretty much. Like, when it's winter and it's cold, wherever you are in the city within, like, a 15-minute walk, you can find a free rink that's open.
Yeah, it's like, if there used to be water, now you have an ice rink. Like,
not even. Like, this, honestly, the city of Toronto specifically puts in a ton of them. I can tell you of at least 10 that I would go to that aren't there, that are specifically brought in like for the winter. That's just like either a skate park or like just in a field or some shit. Public area, but there's just a ton of outdoor rinks that are just free to use all over the city.
That's fucking sweet. It's just like, oh hey, leave the hose on and it'll be a rink tomorrow and then people can use it for whatever.
I mean with boards and shit. I don't mean like some fucking hose on the ground. I mean like with boards and like they actually put in rinks everywhere. Yes.
That is crazy.
Yeah, like so many. I can think of like 5 off the top of my head right now that are just they don't exist in the summer and they're like a full on hockey rink in the winter.
I need to move.
It's just a field. Yeah, then you can play roller hockey.
Repeat that back to yourself. And then smack,
and then smack yourself.
Wait.
Wait, look at our presidential race, and then
sassy bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, America's hat's America's hat's not looking so bad now, is it?
Right? Yeah. Justin Trudeau is a saintly being. Our prime minister is.
Oh, I was going to say who is that?
Yeah, who the fuck?
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Yeah. Who's what's Donald Trump? Yeah, no, our prime minister is actually just like one of the best things that's happened to our country in a very long time.
That's cool. That's good to hear. We,
he very much just, like, embodies, like, the mentality of don't be a piece of shit, which most politicians don't.
Right. We're definitely not going to be able to say that about our country anytime soon.
Not a fucking chance. No. Not a fucking chance.
Basically, at this point, we have a fucking criminal, an idiot, and a communist. That's who we get to choose from.
Yay!
And you know what's sad is when the communist is the best person out of them.
Yeah, no shit.
At least you know what you're getting with him. Like he, mm-hmm. You know what's coming to the table with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's stop talking about that.
Yeah,
have you guys been on Twitter in the last 5 minutes? Because I asked Proxy Guy to hook me up with foil City of Traders, mm-hmm. because I can't ever get my City of Traders foil because they're like $20,000. Mm-hmm. And he just posted a picture of them on Twitter. If you want to see them, they're fucking dope.
Oh.
I'm like, really? Yeah, those are sweet. So I'm just going to play with those in my deck unless I'm playing in a sanctioned tournament.
That's fucking sweet.
Yeah, those are sweet.
Man, great. That guy
Proxy guy made something that looks sweet.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, big, right?
I don't believe it.
Yeah,
it's the giraffe. That's all I'm saying.
They're really nice. Yeah, it's basically just a regular City of Traders, but it has the waste symbol on it, right?
Right.
But fuck, those are so nice. I'm so happy.
They are pretty sweet. Man, that guy, everything he does is awesome.
Yeah, yeah, he's like everything, he just spits hot fire.
Awesome. Everything is awesome.
Hey, speaking
sorry,
of
I have kids.
Stupid,
yeah.
Stupid South Park jokes, have you guys been watching any of the E3?
No. That's where I
nope.
Yeah, no, not even. Like...
Wait, you have time to watch it? God damn it.
I mean, it's in your time zone, so it's on like late for me, I guess early.
Oh, I get you.
Yeah, I work on LA. I don't know, military range where we're lucky to sometimes have phone signal. So,
yeah,
there's no TVs.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, but like I said, fuck TV. The future's streaming. TV's old.
Yeah, I said busted. We barely get a phone signal, more. So trust me, there's no streaming out there either.
You're back in, like, old dial-up porn gallery time.
Not even that. I'm back into, like...
He just brings a Playboy with him.
We're back into smoke signal time. As proven
that's
by
how
yesterday
you,
with
that's
the
how you know it's
rage
good.
Fire.
Yeah, no shit.
Fucking ridiculous.
Oh, man.
Oh, all right. What else we got? What else we got?
I'm sure we've got nothing.
yeah, I wrote down the shit, but we already talked about it.
Yeah, see, that's like, you know, Tony had, I guess what you could call, you know, show notes. Tony had things that he wanted to touch on and talk about. And then we just sit here and kind of agree with him and bullshit along with him. And then now we're like, we used to have a fucking Twitter hole that's what this time was for. We're like, oh, okay, cool. Well, we're done talking about
the Twitter hole. You guys don't have a Twitter hole anymore? What did you do to my Twitter hole?
We ruined it. No, it's one of those things that just kind of fell off because, like, we never knew for sure if we were recording or not, so we stopped asking for Twitter hole questions. And then it just kind of turned into, eh.
You ruined my hole.
I know. Well, I mean, there's still, like, if we could find the link somewhere, I'm sure there's still, like, a backlog of fucking Twitter hole questions that we could just go back and answer.
That's okay. This is the revitalization of the fucking Twitter hole right here. So next week, David's hole will be wide open.
Somebody
better just stuff my hole.
Yeah, just take all the things you can find and stick them in David's hole.
Maybe some things that we've lost. Maybe they've been like dusty that we haven't used in a while. I'm sure they're hiding in David's hole.
Yeah, like get in there.
Used in a while.
Find things that have been hanging out in David's hole, or throw some new things in there, like whatever you want to do. No, like we should definitely. Yeah, yeah. It's like a wonderland of a hole. Oh fuck!
Somebody used
that
my hole.
Make sense.
Who's in there? Who's in there? Who's in my hole? Fuck, I don't even know what else to talk about. Oh, man, I've got to finish this drink. I mean, it's full.
I finished too many drinks.
It's been staring at me.
I haven't had dinner yet. It's going well. It's going well. Oh my God, I finished a 750-milliliter bottle of Kraken in one night.
Ooh, that a
wow.
Boy.
It was bad. It was bad.
Mm-hmm. That sounds bad.
Yeah, it was really bad. Halfway through, I was playing King's Cup with my my cousin and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was her husband that said, "Oh, let's go slap for slap." And I'm like, "What? Slap for slap?" He's like, "Yeah, but on the stomach." And I was like, "All right, I'll go slap for slap." So,
oh God.
Yeah, it was bad. There's video of this, by the way.
Yay!
I slap first. I go very lightly. I just smack him in the stomach, and then he goes, "All right, my turn." He slaps me as hard as he can. I'm super drunk. I didn't feel a goddamn thing. I was like, "All right, cool, my turn. You slap me hard. This is gonna happen."
Yeah, now this is gonna happen.
Yeah. Oh my God, I smacked him so hard he doubled over.
You can see the handprint on his back.
Instantly, my handprint welted up on his stomach.
Oh yeah.
To the point, like. Oh, it was awful.
I saw him eight days later.
My handprint is still on his stomach.
You fucking branded him.
Tell me, was it like a full on like palm slap, like you would like pimp slap someone who's back talking, or was it like the backhanded like wrestler slap?
No, it was palm slap. Just as hard as I could, baseball swing, pop, slap to the belly. Oh my God, he's still wearing my handprint. Like I bought him something. I felt awful. I felt so bad.
Bought him flowers and a card.
No, I bought him a football with his favorite team's logo on it. But,
oh, that's nice. Should have bought him.
Yeah, I mean.
yeah. Sorry for the loss.
Freaking terrible! This dude is still walking around with my handprint on his stomach.
And how rad would it be if you bought him a sweet ass football and a card that said "Sorry for your loss"?
Actually, he gained something. He's
that's true.
My handprint.
Signed it.
So when you gave him the football, was he like, "This is really great"? Except every time I try and move, I puke.
No, it's 8 days later. He said the pain stopped after.
Oh, you know, I'm peeing blood and stuff, but at least I got this football.
He said it stopped hurting after like 3 or 4 days, but the handprint is still
3 or 4 days.
fucking goddamn Gumby flaps of thunder.
Yeah, it was bad. I woke up the next day and I thought I had dirt on my palm, and it turns out it was bruised.
Oh,
I bruised my hand on his stomach.
Jesus, you're a fucking animal. You know what? That needs to be your fucking, like, the thunderclap needs to be your signature move if you ever get into professional fighting. Like, you just fucking, like, you just, just fucking, like some Bruce Lee shit, but you just open hand slap the motherfucker in the stomach and just make him remember.
Oh my god, they showed me the video the next day, and I'm like, oh my god, no, you can hear my cousin in the background. You're done! You're done! Tap out! Tap out! He's MMA! He's MMA!
So
yeah, she's talking to her husband.
Oh my god. He's MMA. You don't know about that shit.
Yeah, that's pretty much. Oh my god. It was horrible and hilarious at the same time.
Oh.
But yeah, long story short, I drank an entire bottle and wasn't hospitalized, which I think that's impressive. I should have been hospitalized.
I'm proud of you.
That was bad. So bad.
I should have been hospitalized. Hey, do we want to shout out T-Moles?
Big. Yeah. Or less big shout out.
Yes. Yeah. Small shout out.
Getting unbig shout out.
Yeah, unbig is probably a better word.
Just a little shout out. Just a little one.
No, man. Fucking.
Yeah.
Shout out to T-Moles. Fucking Tommy. He's going in. Or, well, he's out of his country now.
He's out. He's home now.
Yes.
He's home now. He's recovering, which is good because. He had a slight oxygen problem, so they had him in the ICU for a little bit, but he's out, and he's home, and he's recovering. And, yeah, that's awesome. Hopefully he starts shedding the weight and becoming a happier, healthier person. I know it worked well for my mom, and she's so much happier.
Yeah.
And I know of a few other people that have had the same surgery, and it's done wonders you know, because people don't understand that it's not just physical health. It's tied into your mental health.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, when you struggle with that shit for so long, it really bogs down your mental health, which that's another thing to shout out for Tommy, is he's always had such a great attitude, at least on the outside. Like, I know, you know, from the way he's talked that he struggled with it internally, but he's put a good face on it, and he had a great attitude. He chose to live his life and be happy even with it, but now he's done something drastic, and hopefully everything
works out
that much more amazing for him, yeah.
Because, yeah, he's always been the greatest guy, from what I gathered, like, he put a lot of thought into this, you know, this wasn't, like, a rash decision, you know, he put a lot of thought into it and thought about it quite a bit and decided to make this, you know, make this change in his life, and I'm ecstatic for him. I can't wait, that motherfucker's gonna look like Brad Pitt in a year, and I'm gonna be so excited for him.
I might not even recognize him, right?
Yeah.
Did we see him somewhere and be like, no. Just run into him somewhere and be like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, who the fuck is this?
Instead of Tommy, he's just the nicest stranger you've ever met.
Yeah,
Tommy's a fucking shit, man. Yeah. Tommy's like the nicest man of all time.
I can honestly say I don't think I've ever...
BHM SVU.
Yeah, I've never met a nicer motherfucker than that. And, you know, like you said, David, he's always put on a fucking, just a great face. He's always done well by all of us here in the SVU. And I mean, that's what this, like, you know, group of people is all about anyway, is just helping each other out and being good to each other. You know, occasionally you get a bad seed here and there and they tend to weed themselves out because, you know, we don't want that shit around here. But Tommy's always been nothing but, like, the nicest fucking guy on the planet. And this, you know, like you said, it, you know, tying into his mental health, of course, you know, at times you get people that, you know, maybe struggling with it on the inside and they still put on a happy face on the outside. The fact that, you know, he's got this going on now. And basically he's trying to do something for himself now instead of just always doing something for everybody else. And I'm sure he'll continue to do things for everybody else and be the great guy that he has always been. And then he can be happy with himself now too. And I'm more than fucking stoked for that guy. And Tommy, we fucking love you. And hopefully we'll get to see you next year in Vegas. And because I know we're doing a Vegas thing again next year, whether Wizards does or not. And so hopefully we get to see you in Vegas and we get to see the changes in person.
Definitely. Yeah, I want to come to Vegas. I need a vacation.
You do, and this time, while we're both in Vegas at the same time,
we might meet
instead of me seeing you from a distance and being all, oh look, there's Tony. I should say hi to him later.
I'm too fucking nervous because he's so fucking cool.
He is. He's so sexy, and he's got a fucking better heavy metal tattoo than I do because I don't have one.
Yo, have I ever told you the story of the first time I met Maddie?
Well, you might have, but I don't remember.
Yeah, exactly, right? Well, I would have if I fucking met you in person. I would have told you the story. So I met him going to GP Montreal when we were all going for that fucking shit show of a train wreck. And that's when Maddie and I became soulmates.
Was that the one where everybody decided that on this great idea where they were going to take a fucking train ride and do like a booze train, and then they found out when they got there that they couldn't have booze on the train?
We had fucking Captain fucking Strictly McPants as our conductor. He wasn't having any fun.
It's like going on a booze cruise through Utah. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it was. That's the best analogy I've ever fucking heard. So when I first saw him at the train station, it was like early in the morning. So, I mean, if you guys have ever met Maddie and you guys listening at home too, he literally lives in sweatpants. I've never seen anything that wears track pants or tearaways. Anyways,
I would hope so because I still have this feeling that Maddie, when he breaks away from the group, like maybe that's it. Maybe he's not a fucking hooker killing robot. Maybe he's a secret fucking like the invisible stalker flasher where dudes just wears track pants all the time. You're like, oh, that's Maddie. He wears fucking
he's the Canadian version of Magic. He's Magic Matt. That's the Canadian Magic Matt.
When he walks away with that, Magic Matt. When he's all, hey guys, I gotta go to my hotel room. I'll see you guys tomorrow. He just walks up and down the strip tearing his pants off and showing ladies his wiener. Like, that's what he's got going on. And
so I fucking meet him, and I don't realize that it's him. Because there's a lot of people there, and, like, Jackie's there, and Scotty Mack's there, and like, Joe's there. And, like, everyone was there, and, like, I knew mostly everybody. Yeah, exactly. And I knew, like, all the heavy meta people, like, before heavy meta. I knew a lot of them. So I just, like... Say hi to this fucking guy in track pants.
Hipster?
Come on, OG.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. You got a heavy meta tattoo.
Right? I'm Grandpa Meta here. So I fucking meet him, and I'm like saying hi to everyone. I was like, oh, hey. And he's like, oh, hey. And, like, I turn around, and I look at Kelly. And Kelly's like, you know that's Maddie, right? And, like, I'm pretty sure I blushed and, like, fangirled, and I was like, I know. And I just, like, walked away. I just left.
It's a good thing you weren't wearing sweatpants like Maddie, because you wouldn't be able to hide your
tongue. Right? Yeah, no shit. No shit. So then when I came back, and he was just like, that was fucking weird.
Oh, I fucking miss that guy.
Yeah, me too. I miss all you motherfuckers. Too bad TSG is, you know, getting pussy for his wife.
He's literally getting pussy. He's out getting pussy with
I was being honest.
They're going to get a cat.
He's getting pussy for his wife so that he can go home and get pussy from his wife.
When he sent that message, I was like, are you just setting up the jokes here? Because you're not even trying. Not even trying. You're literally out getting pussy.
The quickest way to a woman's heart and her vagina is a kitten. It's hands down.
Sometimes it's not worth it, though.
Yeah, if you gotta clean up...
Sometimes they leave you with the cat, and then that's cool.
Yeah, if you're the one that has to clean up the poop, in any part of this equation, depending on how weird you are, or she is, if you're the one that has to clean up the poop, then it's not worth it.
Yep, I'm just gonna... speak from experience right there as I look at my cat evilly.
Yeah, you just all fuck you, cat.
You goddamn cat. Was it worth it?
But yeah, I definitely think that, like, hopefully we can get this thing together in Vegas for 2000. Like, not that I'd see it being a problem, but getting Vegas together for 2017 because, I mean, we've got to. Like, we've got a lot of people that need to all fucking get together and meet and hang out. And I mean, you know, of course, Tony, I actually have to hang out with you. But, like, aside from that, like, we gotta get all the fucking, we gotta get the band back together. We gotta get everybody back together again.
Oh, shit.
And hopefully this time, too, there was so many fucking people that were in Vegas last time. And it was awesome to get to, like, the first Vegas was sweet. Got to meet all sorts of fucking awesome people. The second Vegas was, like, overwhelming. But it was awesome because there was that many more people that I got to meet and people that I had met before that, you know, I got to fucking, you know, hang out with again. And this time, one of my biggest things, there's a lot of people that didn't get to go, like, you know, that didn't make it, that need to be able to go. So I want to make sure that there's, you know, the people that haven't got to go to one of these, like, we got to do something to make sure that they can get there. You know, maybe a select few people. Now, you know, there's people like Scotty Mac, for instance, like that dude, I have still yet to meet in person, and I should have a bunch of times by now, but I haven't. You know, and I would love to see that dude in Vegas, but there's also a lot of people that just, you know, like a lot of people out there in the SVU that may or may not be like, you know, how do I put it? Like not podcast hosts or not like prominent members of like the Magic community, but like just fucking awesome down ass fucking SVU members that I haven't got to meet yet. And so I really want to push for like, you know, trying to get as many people there as we possibly can in 2017. Cause fuck man. Just getting to spend time with these people. And I also am going to put some sort of fucking trade embargo on my fucking liver with alcohol.
Fucked up last time.
Not that I'm not going to drink, because I feel like if I showed up to an event and stayed stone cold sober, none of you people would like me. But, because I would be a very irritable motherfucker. But
or at least they wouldn't believe it was you.
Yeah, there's that too. They're like, who's this guy that like this doesn't make any sense. Did you guys get an imposter? Did you get a fill in? Is Kevy drunk somewhere and passed out? And so you guys just hired a lookalike this time? What, did you get Johnny Depp? but no, like last time I have my regrets about Vegas because you know we've gone through that. I slept for way too long. You know, maybe not just get, you know, incredibly drunk for like 4 fucking days straight before my body gives out and I can't make it to the fucking, the biggest, like the one thing that I was supposed to do the whole fucking week I was there. So yeah, next time I'll keep that shit reined in. And also the fact that like when I drink, you know, and David, you firsthand experience this all the fucking time. We do it all the fucking time. It's like, hey man, you want to come over and play some Magic? Yeah. We start drinking, we start bullshitting, we start partying. We may get a match in, possibly, maybe. Or yeah, you might bring
if we're lucky.
Yeah, you might bring your Magic cards over and then have to pack them right back up and fucking take them home in the morning because we didn't play any Magic. And that's the other thing too. Is like I love playing Magic and I love, you know, hanging out, having a couple drinks and playing Magic, but I hit that point where I'm like, "Okay, I'm bored with this now. Let's fucking get wrecked." And I don't play as much Magic as I'd like to. You know, both fucking Vegas trips and Portland. Like, I played very, very minimal Magic. Actually, I don't think I played any Magic in Portland at all while I was there. And then both Vegas trips, it was like, oh, you know, I played a little bit here and there, but not really. So, yeah, I definitely think my goal for the next Vegas trip is to drink less and play more Magic, and to get as many people there as we possibly can. Like, you know, make it work. Do some GoFundMe shit if we have to. Like, get some motherfuckers there. See if we can get a Groupon, like, get a Groupon going for fucking Southwest flights to get motherfuckers to Vegas for this shit.
I think that's a good idea. And especially, like, the drink less, play more Magic, because that's what I did the second Vegas. The first Vegas, that was when I met all of the Heavy Meta SVU. That's where it all started.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't play much Magic. I drank and I partied and hung out, which was cool. I don't regret it.
Because that was the first time we ever fucking hung out. And then, like, it's like part of the history books now.
Yep. But the second Vegas, I balanced things really well. I played a lot of Magic, I drank a lot and hung out a lot and just did like it in equal parts, and it was amazing. I had a great time. I met tons of people and I played Magic, you know, some of the Booze Cube. I drafted TSG's Cube 3 or 4 times. I played a couple of Modern Masters drafts. I played in the main event for a little bit. And, you know, it was just, it was really, really awesome. So if we can, if I can repeat my performance at, GP Vegas the 2, I think that would be amazing. So I'm definitely looking forward to it.
As opposed to needing an iron lung to keep you alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I definitely want to do the same thing. I'd like to balance things a little bit better. It's kind of funny, like, even my wife, who, you know, like, she knows what's going on with all this, but at the same time, like, you know, it's not like she's involved in the community or anything. But, like, GPLA, when I first brought it up to her, like, there was other reasons I wasn't going to be able to go, but, like, I was all, babe, I want to go to, you know, GPLA, you know, here, it was coming up at the time, like, you know, it was, like, here in fucking 3 weeks or 4 weeks or something like that. And she's like, I don't know if that's a good idea. You know, we've got, like, our anniversary is right after that, and we gotta, you know, gotta have some money. And I was like, well, this isn't gonna be, like, one of those Vegas things. And, you know, I'd actually like to go. Like, this is a, you know, a modern tournament. It's in LA. It's not gonna be, like, the ordeal that Vegas is. I'd actually like to go and play some fucking Magic and actually be sober through the weekend, or, you know, fairly sober through the weekend and play some Magic and have some fun and do what you're supposed to do at a GP. And she's like, okay, Mr. fucking Heavy Meta Vegas. And I was like, ugh, fine. All right, you win. I was all, I'm not going to, you know, she's like, we got to have money for, you know, like, for us to be able to do stuff for our anniversary. I was like, I wasn't really going to spend any money. I was just going to go down and play some. She's like, yeah, uh-huh, sure. All right, fine, you're right. God damn it, you know me so well. And, which, I mean, I'm sure probably would end up being the situation. I'd be like, David, why don't we just get drunk instead of worrying about playing Magic? And we just made a trip to LA that we could have just done in my fucking dungeon. So,
yeah, probably. But Vegas was fun. LA GPLA was fun. Mm-hmm. I went and actually played. And,
yeah, hey, you know. Like you haven't got to fucking talk about that at all, like, because, you know, you're not here weekly anymore. So I know it's a little bit, you know, it's in the past. It's not like current events or anything, but it is, you know, our fucking resident pro Gumby. You know, how was that tournament for you?
I wouldn't call me that anymore. Like, that's the bad things. I play so seldom. I don't know the formats like I used to. I still have solid play. But it was cool. Like, I did what I normally do is I went down there and I had most of the modern decks put together, and I said, fuck it. I'm just going to build something of my own. And, I made, Nayahiri. I built a Naya deck, but it centered around Nahiri and Emrakul, and the whole premise was just ramping out Nahiri early, and then just value to be able to survive and get pieces back. So it was mana ramp creatures and value creatures like Kitchen Finks, Eternal Witness, things like that with Resto mm-hmm. Angels, but I didn't have the Kiki Jiki. I didn't have the Kiki Court aspect of it. It was just mid range with Nahiri.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't do great. I think I dropped at 3 and 4, but easily two of my losses could have been victories, and one loss just should have been a victory. My opponent he was playing Blue Red Delver, which is, in my opinion, not a great deck, but he, in game 3, he got the nuts, like everything that you could possibly want. He got it, like turn one Delver into turn two Delver. Turn one Delver into flip Delver, showing Spell Snare, cast another Delver into turn three, flip the other Delver, showing Mana Leak, pass the turn.
Oh, God.
Like, well, that's fun.
yeah. This shit's so running on all cylinders right now.
Yeah, I didn't last like 5 turns in that game. But, you know, I went 3 and 4 after looking back at the tournament. I could have probably made day 2. I don't think that the deck is tier 1. I think it's viable, but I had fun, and that was really all I wanted to do, because that's the first serious Magic I've played in a number of months. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to trying to get back.
Kind of, you got to get your legs again, get back into it and do it, you know.
Yeah, it was a good mix. Like, I hung out, you know, and saw quite a few people that I hadn't seen in a while. I didn't get to hang out with Goryeo's Vengeance, Michael Perry, as much I would have liked. But I hung out with Marco and his cousin, and obviously I hung out with Marcel. He stayed in the hotel with me. And then my friend Brian and my other friend Justin came up from San Diego. So it was a good weekend, and it reminded me why I love this game so goddamn much. So if anything else, just for that, it was worth it.
Sometimes you need that little bit of reminder too, because you know, like we've all run into that where it's like, fuck, man, you know, real life gets in the way, or just other hobbies, other things like that, kind of get in the way. Like you fall off from playing Magic, and it's real easy to just get away from it. One thing, you know, doing this podcast has done fucking amazing things to keep me in this game, because I do that all the time. You know, I'll get away from playing Magic and I'll start doing other shit. But the fact that, like, I talk to people about Magic on Twitter all the fucking time, and I do this podcast every week, like, when I would, like, I know myself well enough to, like, when I would have drifted completely away from the game and just kind of quit playing altogether, it's kept me in it so that time can come back around, you know, a month or two later, where I'm like, fuck, man, I miss playing Magic. All right, cool. I've got to play some Magic this weekend. And, you know, getting that reminder is nice from time to time. You know, shit might get in the way, but, like, this is a game we all love playing, and to be able to get out, you know, go, and especially for you, you know, it's, you're not just a casual player, you know, you get out and you fucking do work at fucking tournaments, you know, you get on camera at tournaments and shit, and it's nice that you got to be able to get out, get reminded of how much you love this, and really, you know, here you're back on the fucking show this week, even though the schedule normally doesn't allow it. You know, get in, talk about some Magic a bit, and you know, hopefully you get back on track and are able to get out to some other fucking tournaments again, and get your fucking legs back and start crushing shit, because we need somebody to do it. You know, definitely, I'm not going to.
Well, I mean, from what I've heard, Tony's a damn good player, so I think he's got got potential to putting up results.
We're gonna have a resident pro fight.
grapple.
We got two.
Oh, don't be one of those people. Don't challenge me to grappling. That's I don't want to do that.
No, I'm gonna challenge you to a belly slap.
That probably won't end well for you either, but that's probably
it's been so good, like so many good Booze Cube cards that have fucking come out of like this conversation tonight, like belly slap is
belly slap.
Like it's basically skull clamp.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's so good. But back to what you're saying, I definitely will be trying to go to more tournaments as much as my schedule allows. For the foreseeable future, I'm stuck with this shitty Knights schedule, which it sucks. It sucks so bad. It affects time with my kids. It affects me doing my podcast. It affects me training MMA. Like, it's really interfered with a lot of shit. Like, the only thing that I've really kind of been able to keep doing is school, which is good. You know, I'll be graduating with my associates shortly, and then that's actually the light at the end of the tunnel, because there's a good chance I just quit my job and I focus on my bachelor's degree, and then I'll be able to actually do the podcast and play Magic more because my school schedule will be during the day. So.
Quit your job, do that stupid school thing, but then the most important thing is that you can stream.
The important
play
part
Magic
is I'll
be
able
on the
to
podcast.
Stream. Yes, exactly. I'll be able to grapple, play Magic, see my kids regularly.
Yeah,
the important shit
in life.
Exactly. So the only scary part is it might not be in the crest.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah,
well, like how far out of the crest you're talking? Like you might have to move to Trona or
no, as of right now I'm kind of leaning towards like Central Coast or the Bay Area, so
which still isn't terrible.
No, I'll still be close enough. I can come visit on a regular basis. I've got tons of family here, so you know,
yeah,
I'll
you
be back.
You have to come to the crest, unlike fucking, you know, Tristan and fucking Marcel coming here, like, almost like on a dare.
Yeah, exactly. The only reason they came here was just for confirmation of what we were saying.
Yeah,
they didn't believe.
This was a real place. You on the
now
other
they side. Believe and they'll never be back.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, like, if you're up in the Bay Area, well, I mean, like, Tristan's not up there anymore, but you could always kidnap Marcel and throw him in your trunk.
Yeah, well, Marcel lives up there. Zen lives up there. Michael and Kat live up there. So there's a number of people up there.
You're also, like, you're a fucking driving machine. You're the guy that, like, is just fucking all about, like, you have no problems just being on the road, driving long distances, and it doesn't get to you, doesn't bother you at all. Like, I feel like you coming back and forth from the Bay Area to fucking the Crest, you know, you're like, oh, cool, I'm off work early on a fucking Friday. I'm going to fucking roll to the Crest for the weekend and, you know, come down.
I don't have a problem driving. I don't know why. It's not something I really enjoy, but I really don't mind
it either.
I don't
know why we haven't hired you. Like, my band hasn't hired you as a fucking roadie at this point.
I do give great head. I mean, what?
Yeah, what? But not road head, just roadie.
Roadie.
You got muscles and shit. You can load our equipment and you can drive us so that we can get drunk, and it's perfect.
Like, the problem is once we get to the venue, I'll get drunk.
Yeah, there is that. I used to.
Nobody wants a sloppy blowjob from Gumby.
That's true. Like, and if he's drinking and he's angry, somebody's gonna lose a pecker. Like, it's
exactly. Yeah, that kung fu grip comes out, and it's like bad news.
Yep. And also, like, let's not forget the fact that he's supposed to be driving. So,
oh yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, roadhead gets weird when the driver's doing it.
It makes sense.
Yeah, hold the wheel.
Yeah. Oh God.
Oh God, I'm gonna come. Oh, neither of us is looking at the road. Yeah, that's
probably bad. Now you know why Barstool Saints hasn't hired me as a roadie. Just a lot of awkward.
It all makes sense.
Just a lot of awkward.
It's going to get real weird. Like, and it's going to be all over. He's going to need to pull over and wrestle somebody.
Most likely the cop will pull me over for difficult
driving. He's just all, hey, where I come from, when you get finished, there's a snuggle struggle.
I'm gonna attach a link to this to your LinkedIn, Gumby. So next time you're looking for a job, just check out my resume.
And it'll man,
time stamp
awesome.
To this conversation.
Like, hey, you remember what I said about you
guys gonna
not
grapple
wanting
my dick
to grapple
right off.
Me?
Yeah, not wanting
to definitely grapple me.
Yeah, Gumby goes in for his dream interview, and they're all so. We're actually curious. Did you ever land that job with the Barstool Saints, or no?
Because that's kind of important that we know the answer to this.
That's going to be a deal breaker. I mean, this is... And then you're left to wonder, like, wait, what kind of deal breaker is it? Like, do I say yes or do I say no?
Is this a positive or a negative? Yeah.
Are they looking for that kind of guy, or are they going to be embarrassed to employ that kind of guy?
So, yeah, Tony sent us this LinkedIn thing, and then Maddie sent us the after hours of the Summer of a Movie episode, so.
Yeah, like.
Long story short, that cop's gonna arrest you.
Yeah. Did you notice the security followed you in?
Yeah. Always a good sign.
Yeah.
I thought it was famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the host of.
You're at a McDonald's for an interview, man. Like, it's security.
But you're getting interviewed by Chris Hansen, okay? Didn't you think something was up?
Yeah. Oh, sweet. This is a job.
What kind of job are we talking? Like a rim job? Like a blow job? Like, what kind of job are we talking here, Chris?
What about an HJ?
Oh, fuck.
Like, holy shit.
I can't remember the name of that, in Horrible Bosses, they run into their friend in the bar.
Oh, man. Fuck. I've seen the movie, but I don't.
He starts spouting off all the different jobs he can give, including the one where, like, he gives them, like, five at a time. He's like, oh, yeah, you're in the back of my elbows, you're in the back of my knee. And he's like, for an extra $50, you can all pull it in my belly button.
Yeah, you can list that under skills.
Yeah, that's special skills in mind.
Special skills, yeah. That part of the interview, they're like, they leave it all open ended, and they're like, oh, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about yourself? Yeah, well, you know, yeah. Not only am I ambitious,
you know what?
I can
just let me show you
crevices in my body.
Yeah. just let me show you.
Yeah, yeah, that's multitasking, exactly. And it's efficiency. Buzzwords, buzzwords.
It's synergistic.
Yeah, synergy.
Oh, man.
And this is what I love about having Gumby on the cast is, like, we ran out of shit to talk about, like, fucking an hour ago. Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all. It takes, I don't know, half a sentence to spark us onto a fucking half-hour conversation.
Pretty much. Oh, man.
Well, shit, boys.
What we were talking about before, though,
yeah,
the GPs and stuff, that actually reminded me. For whatever fucking reason, the West Coast is no longer supported for anything. It's the judge situation. California, in specific, won't have any GPs for, the next year or two.
Really?
Yeah, well, there will be no Star City events ever, I think, again, on the West Coast. I think they stopped supporting the West Coast.
Because there are no, there's just no judges?
Well, no, California, judges are filing a lawsuit against Wizards of the Coast.
Oh.
Saying that they're employees and they should be paid.
Mm. I did hear some. I vaguely heard something about that at some point. It popped up on Twitter, and I didn't I caught a little bit of it. I didn't realize it was just a California thing.
I
thought it was because all the judges were going to film school and shit. But
no, it's pretty bad though, because now there's zero SCG opens, and there won't be GPs for a while in California. So
what the
I'm fuck? Like. SOL as far as going to big tournaments, unless I want to start flying, which I can't afford.
Yeah,
so
it's expensive. Especially from here, that's the shitty part is one thing I've always been jealous about is a lot of the people that are able to fly out for the weekend and go to the fucking GPs, because I'd love to be able to go to more GPs. And
oh yeah, it's because they live near an airport.
Yeah, if you if we lived in the LA area, it'd be fine. It'd be oh, okay, cool. I can just drive down the road a little bit and get to the airport and then fly. Flying's not that expensive. I mean, it's not that it's cheap, but flights aren't fucking ridiculous expensive. But when you add on top of it to get to the airport from Ridgecrest, because our shitty little airport in Inyokern no longer has a fucking terminal even. And it's still not even cost effective to fly out of Inyokern. But we have to drive fucking 3 hours down to fucking LA and then get on a plane and then go somewhere and then get home and then get back in the car and drive 3 hours home, pay for your fucking car to be parked there. LAX fucking parking is ridiculous. And so it adds the price of a plane ticket on top of the price of a plane ticket to go anywhere for us. Which sucks.
Yeah.
You're fucked. I'm not, because I don't go to fucking GPs. But
yeah, I was gonna say, you don't attend tournaments, yeah. So it's not really affecting
but,
you.
But what I'm getting at is, I would like to. I'd be at a lot more of, and especially these different ones around the country. The GPs that I've gone to literally are Vegas, Portland, Vegas. Portland was getting out of my comfort zone. Because it was fucking, Oregon. I've been to Vegas a million times, and I'll do it a million more. Of course, I didn't even make it to GPLA. But, they had GPs in L.A. That's about my realm, because I can't justify, I'd love to go for the weekend to not play Magic. There's no EV for me. Damn good and well. Even if I stayed sober and actually entered the main event and played, and it was a good weekend for Burn, and it was a modern tournament, I still have, a 50-50 chance of, getting past the first three rounds.
I don't know. I don't know. You won that FNM.
I did. I did. With your help. And I still have that fucking printout waiting to be framed.
You still haven't framed it? I'm surprised.
I should. I just, just like everything else in my life, I'm lazy. I'm like,
it's on the back burner.
Yeah, it's on the back burner. I'll get there eventually. But, I'd love to be able to get out and fucking go to more tournaments. But, I gotta drive to L.A. I gotta fly out of L.A. or Ontario, one of the two. And then fucking fly out, get to a fucking tournament so that I can just, you know, hang out with some people for the weekend and barely play any Magic, and then fly home and then drive home and then go back to work on Monday. Excuse me. it's not like, that shit's not feasible for me. So definitely for you, that causes a problem because you actually want to go play, but I don't know, like going back to the fact that you don't mind driving, maybe it's not as big of a deal.
It's not. I would say that, like you said, the cost of driving and parking and everything else is what is the deterring factor for me.
Well, I guess the big thing too is with that is the fact that like the being over here in the West, everything's so much further apart. Even like, you know, even if you had a GP in San Diego, LA, Sacramento, and Las Vegas, like those are still like some serious fucking distances. And those are all, like, right here. You know, they're kind of localized. Whereas, like, on the East Coast, everything is so much closer together. It's like, you know, we got together and drove 2 hours to go to, like, this big city, you know, fucking Cincinnati. And then we went to fucking Cleveland. And then we went, like, it's not as hard, you know, or like, the tri-state area where you got fucking New Jersey, New York, and fucking Pennsylvania all, like, right there mashed together. In the size of Southern California, it's, you know, everything's so much more concentrated there. It's easier to bounce back and forth. Or if you do have to fucking hop a flight because you don't want to fucking drive for 2 hours, you take a fucking half an hour flight and it costs you fucking $69 to do it. Like, it's, you know, you're kind of fucked because, like, you could be like, the only, even if, like, there was support in California still, you're still stuck to, like, fucking, what, like, the Bay Area? LA.
Yeah, the Bay Area is a drive. Like,
yeah.
I would normally only go up there for, like, GPs.
Mm-hmm.
SCG Opens and, like, pretty much just SCG Opens and GPs. And anywhere in, like, LA or San Diego, I would go to almost all of them.
Right.
But now it's, like, it's guaranteed it's out of California. So the closest is, like, Oregon, Nevada, and Arizona. And so Arizona is similar. Arizona and Nevada are similar to like the Bay Area. It's like between 4 and 6 hours of a drive.
Yeah.
So if they have GPs, maybe I'll go to those. But outside of that, I'm kind of fucked. And same with SCG Opens. So it's hindered me again. But you know, it is what it is. Like being out in bumfuck Egypt of California anyway, it has always made it kind of an ordeal to go to events, but it's just more of an ordeal now, which is the last thing I need in my life. But, you know, I'll make it happen. Yeah, that's all I need is for it to just be made harder to do some of the things I love. But, you know, whatever. It's temporary sacrifice now, and then later on in life, I'll be back to the point where I can do whatever the fuck I want. So, it's cool.
Yeah.
What about you, Tony? We haven't heard from you in a while. You want to chime in?
You there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm drunk!
Dude, I'm fucking, like, I'm more immersed in Magic than I've ever been. So I'm, like, the opposite. I'm trying to find time for real life and keep myself fucking grounded. Remember that there are more
this fucking
than just 30 tournaments a week. Like, hey, it's just where we are in life right now, man. Like
yeah.
5 years ago, I would have been dying to be me right now, and now it's here, and I just need to make the best.
And you know what? I'm happy that you're there. I really am.
Yeah, it's fucking wild ride, man. Wild ride. Kelly is. I've really enjoyed working with Kelly this whole time, and we've done nothing but positive things together. So moving forward, it'll just be more of the same shit.
Speaking of which, speaking of Kelly, and like this kind of brings me back to a thought I had a little bit earlier, but you know how drunken thoughts go. They escape me for a little while. That's another thing. Like, you know, of course we can always talk about this, a little bit more, you know, in the post show, but one of the things I really want to do right now, especially, you know, the situation we're in with Heavy Meta, with like the odd schedules and like we've kind of got a rotating cast of hosts at this point. you know, one of the things that Maddie and I used to do like constantly were like guests. Like we haven't been doing the guest thing in a while. And I think that we should probably get back to that. So
I'm kind of thinking that we all should, you know, let us know, listeners, like, who you think would be a good guest to come on. I'm not going to guarantee you they're going to fucking make it on the show because, like, I'm an asshole. I'm kind of a Nazi when it comes to guests. But no, like, let us know who you think would be a good guest to come on because, yeah, shit, I remember the days when Maddie and I, like, would sit there and consider, like, should we even cast because it's just me and you. We got over that at one point, but, you know, we're like, we can do this on our own. But, like, we had, like, a different guest every week, and we've been lacking on the guest thing lately. And so I do want to bring on some guests. Some of the people you guys, you know, used to know and love and haven't heard from in forever, some newer people. Let us know what your thoughts on, like, you know, some guests might be that you would like to hear from on the show. The reason I brought that up right now as you were talking about that is like, you need to talk to Kelly and you need to get Kelly in on this motherfucker.
Oh yeah, he's down.
He needs to come in and fucking drop some knowledge.
Yeah, no shit, right?
We got to get Kelly in here. You know, and
like, he was a great host. Guest.
Yeah.
He was awesome. We had him on what, twice? Once before I was a host, and once while I was a host.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yes, sir.
He was awesome.
It's a great dude. He's got a lot of fucking insightful shit to say. Like, I'd love to have Kelly come on. We need to get him on as a guest. So, you know, of course, we got our old standbys, like some of our closest friends. We got to get JR back on. We got to get fucking Marcel back on.
We need to get KYT on here because I'm going to be working with him this weekend. So I'll tell that motherfucker to come and visit us.
Somebody mentioned on Twitter recently, they're like, when the hell are you going to be back on Heavy Meta? He's like, they just got to shine the bat signal. So we need to get KYT back on.
Yeah.
We definitely got to get some guests back on. We got
to
breathe new life.
We need to contact Sprinkle too. I talked to her in Vegas about being a host and mm-hmm. she spoke some interest. And now that she's the official cosplayer of Magic,
like,
I mean, what better time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what better time?
Actually, like what worse time now that she's actually involved?
Yeah, well, that's why we got to get Helene on too and just like really fuck shit up.
Well, that was jumping. We tried to do that for a while and that was jumping through some fucking hoops. That was a nightmare trying to get fucking Helene on the show. And it wasn't even her fault.
Part of that message is that she wanted to.
Mm. Oh yeah, she absolutely wanted to. She was all for it, but then there was this whole weird, like, us having to go through their agents, because, you know, it's Wizards and they have to protect their brand and they have to kind of like, you know, you have to be vetted before, a Magic employee or a Wizards employee comes on your fucking podcast, apparently. And I, had a little bit too much of an attitude for that. They're just all, so we heard you had some interest in, having Helene Bourgeois on your podcast. I'm like, this really has nothing to do with you. Helene and I are friends, and it's a podcast, so I'll just go ahead and, you know, talk to her about it. And then I talk to her about it, and she's like, yeah, no, absolutely, I'm totally down. And then I get another email that's just all, we were told that you contacted her directly, and you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to go through us. And I was just all, yeah, if this is the way this is going to go down, this is not going to work out well at all because I don't even like you people already. And that's about how that went. Like, Helene was bound by having to go, you know, officially having to go through their agents, apparently. And I was just all, your agents fucking suck because they have no idea what's going on. So, yeah. Getting Wizards employees, especially when you're heavy meta, like, I'm sure it's easy to do when you're, you know, like a respectable podcast, but when you're heavy meta, like, I mean, the amount of dick pics and fucking cunt jokes that are attached to this fucking cast, it's, like, phenomenal. So, yeah, if you're being vetted by it.
I mean, plus, one of our hosts is, like, subhuman gutter trash, right? Or something like that.
That's me, I'm subhuman gutter trash. Oh my god!
So, you know, it makes it difficult.
I finally had to just block that dude. I was like, I was having too much fun fucking with him, and then I was just like, you know what? I've just got to stop. Like, I'm gonna keep this going until the end of time. And
I deleted the tweet. I tried to read it, and it was deleted.
Oh god! It didn't help the fact that like I was like that was while I was up sitting here just getting hammered playing Magic with Daniel on Friday night.
And like every time a fucking, like my phone would fucking buzz, I'd pick it up. I'm like, oh shit, here we go. And just like was loving fucking with that dude. But yeah, shit got weird. Yeah, he thought he was like an internet super sleuth because he came up with my last name and my address. And I was like, dude, like I've shown, I've put pictures of like the bottom side of my genitals on the internet. You think I'm worried about my last name and my fucking address? Get the fuck over yourself, man. And, but it, like, he was so like, he was trying to be so intimidating about it. Like he made a comment earlier on about like people's internet security. And then he was like using that. He's just all like he made some like half-ass witty comment using the word means. And then he's just all, huh, you know, means. Like at the bottom of it with like a capital M and a smiley face. It was all, oh no, you figured out my last name. Like, oh, that dude was such a fucking hyper tool. It was fucking ridiculous.
That's what I got out of it. Like, but like I said, a lot of the shit had been deleted by the point I saw it. But yeah, it was.
And, but what was funny, like, I had quite a few of like the voice of reason, like some of the Twitter friends were just all, man, why are you feeding this troll? Like, you know, the best way to get him to go away is just fucking like ignore it. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm having a blast doing this. Like, this is just so much fun. Like, I mean, I get it. Like, if I want the dude to go away, I just don't fucking talk to him and fucking it's over. Like, I finally, the point where I blocked him actually really had nothing to do with him. I blocked him because I needed to go to bed because Sarah and I were getting up in the morning to go fucking up to, Mount Whitney. And I knew that I had to go to bed. I was already up too late. And I was all, if this motherfucker keeps riding me back, I'm going to stay up all night fucking bullshit, playing Magic and talking shit to this guy. I need to fucking, like, I'm having fun doing this. So I need to just block him so I don't see anything else. And then, like, apparently he had blocked, like, every one of my friends and, like, he didn't block, like, he made a comment at one point. He's just all, oh, you brought your friends in. Oh, that was the means comment. He's just all, you brought your friends into it. That means you've already lost. Means. And I'm like, oh, look at you, Super Sleuth. You got it. And then I remember I was drinking a lot, but I remember like coming to the conclusion that the way I was going to like continue this argument was I was just going to fucking keep sending this dude pictures of my dick over the internet, like, I just sending pictures of my cock, and I actually went outside to go do it. I had to go outside and take a leak, and I was all, I'm gonna start here, I'm gonna take a picture of my dick while I'm taking a leak, and I'm gonna send it to him, and we'll just start it there, and I'm just gonna keep taking pictures of my cock and balls, and send it to this guy, and then I remembered, I also told myself a while back, I'm not going to put pictures of my dick on the internet anymore, like, since I have a daughter now. and then there's also the fact that, like, I was all, I should probably be going to bed pretty soon because I've got shit to do tomorrow. And maybe I shouldn't start this, like, I'm gonna send you pictures of my cock war. So I decided not to, and that's when I came back inside. I was like, oh, you know what? No, I'm gonna let this go. And then, like, the guy said something else, and I'm all, oh, you son of a bitch, I've got the perfect fucking shit to say right now. But, yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna delete it. Fucking block him. I'm done. I'm over it. There's no fun anymore. But yeah, during that whole fucking ordeal, he blocked all of my friends because he just thought, oh, you brought your friends into it. I could block all of them. Now it's just me and you. So I just started like quoting his tweet and everything he said anyway. Just to be an asshole. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like, I get what, you know, those of you that are listening still for some reason and are also like, we're around for that whole fucking weird fucking ordeal on Twitter. Yeah, like I get where most of you are saying, like, quit feeding the trolls. I'm like, yeah, but like, I'm having a blast. It's like a petting zoo for trolls. Like, I'm paying 25 cents to hold the nuts in my hand to feed to the trolls. Like, this is so much fun. So, yeah. Are we finally fucking done with this episode? Like, I didn't think it was going to go this long. I thought we were going to, like, I thought about an hour.
That's what I'm here for, baby. That's what I'm here for.
I thought that this date was over.
That's what she said.
But apparently Gumby had other plans for this date.
That's right. That is right.
Yeah, he roofied us.
Mm. He did. Gumby, you got anything?
Hi, Stanford swim teamed you.
Hey, man. Hey, man, it's 20 minutes worth of action, right?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, don't give me a look. I don't like that guy. I don't want anybody to take that wrong and be like, oh, like Reddit's going to blow up. Be like, oh, Kevin Metal supports the Stanford rapist. No, I don't. Let me take an official stance here and say, no, I don't support that guy at all. Shit. Because, I mean, that's happened before. I've said shit and people take it out of context, and fucking Reddit goes apeshit. What I was going to say, Gumby, do you have, like, two or three more sentences that we can turn into another hour worth of podcasting?
I mean, I probably could, but I don't know whether we want to do that. I mean, I do. I want to keep this going as long as possible, because who the fuck knows when I'll be able to host, you know, be on the show again.
And what's better is the longer we make this, I could just cut it into two episodes, and we could just do, like, then we don't have to record next week.
Yeah, next week will be real awkward, though, because it'll be super drunk from get-go. Because I'm getting to that point, though, where...
I think we've done that before. We did the, like, remember when we did the holiday episode, and we're like, oh let's...
Yeah, except this we lost half of it.
Yeah, so even better, we lost the first half of it, so it all just started in June with us drunk.
Yes, super drunk.
Like, let's do a year in recap, and let's do 6 hours of it so that we can just have two podcasts. And then we lost the first half, so we just had us starting drunk at June, and that was what we released. Like, that's how you know it's good. That's how you know it's working.
It's true. It's true. Apparently this awkward silence is indicating that we should
indicating that we like somebody should just like yell, go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Sword splashers.
That'll do it.
Yeah, sword splashers.
Eat a dick.
After your dreams have all died and morning isn't morning, what are you?